Charlie, VA Mobile.
WKB4CBA.
Just got my hair cut, so I'm headed back to the house. I'm on the girl that cuts my hair. They moved the shop out here on 14. About 2 miles or so, 3 miles beyond the Lake House Restaurant or something like that. You know, the building is, I'm coming up on it right now, but the sign is completely empty. It's just a frame and it's open, so they may not be there anymore. Huh. Hadn't noticed that. Yeah, we've eaten there several times, in days gone by, but not lately, obviously. So I didn't even know it was closed, I'll tell you. So what are you up to today?
Thank you.
would spin the tires on them, and you'd see a bent place in the rim. So I knew that they weren't having much of a good ride with that, and that tire wouldn't balance because of that bent rim. But you can, most of the time, you can fix those. There's people you can take them to and get that fixed. In fact, I had a bent rim on my, briefly, I drove a Chrysler Sebring, which is like, I don't know what the Mitsubishi counterpart is, but they're really identical inside except for the emblem on the steering wheel. And it had a bent rim, and I worked at John Finger then, so I took the tire off and put it in the press. He had a 20-ton press, and I was able to get, I'd say, about 95% of that bend out. So it made a noticeable difference. Material this tire, the rim was made of. It was, it wasn't your typical, just, you know, like a black rim. It was nice, very nice looking rim. And of course, the bent part was on the back side of the rim. So, thank goodness. But, that car didn't last long. It had a whine in the transmission at about 55, and one day it just left me sitting in the road. It just quit pulling. It wouldn't pull in any gear, forward or backwards. So I put another transmission in it, and that one whined too, and it went out real pretty quick. So I put another transmission in it and sold it. Oh, I don't remember the year. Let's see. I would say it was around 2005. Sebring, made by Chrysler. Now, I like Fords. You know, I had that. I've had three Mustangs, and you know, I understand their computer strategy. It's a lot like Mazda, and they're very similar, you know, as far as working on them. And at GM, though, is different. Let's just say, if I ever had a problem with a used GM that came in the shop, I usually had to call my buddy, and he loved GMs, and so anything General Motors, and he could tell me what was wrong with it, and you know, I didn't have to go looking through the internet to find the answer.
GM, Ford Mustang. I think that's the only Ford I've ever had. Mustang. First up.
Dave. Well, you gotta just leave that lawnmower like it is. It's called patina. And spray some clear coat on it and just, you know, it'll never get any worse, but it won't look any better either. Oh, man. Well, you have a good one. Good to talk to you. As always, W4DJW, KB4CPA, mobile clear.